I just want the title I really want to talk about is Corona. Is Mashiach coming? Is this a sign that Mashiach's coming? And even if he is, what does it matter anyway? Who cares? I'm saying, what does it have to do with us if Mashiach's coming or not? Theoretically, what does it mean to us? So there's a very interesting Michtam Aliyah, which I saw brought down. It's in Chela Gimel, page 205, that says that, you know there are four galuses. Chayes had four galuses. The first galus was Bavel. The second galus was Madai. The third galus was Yavan. And the fourth galus is Edai. We're galus Edai now. It's brought down when Yaakov Vino was told about the galuses, he got very scared of galus Edai, which is the galus that we're in now. Why did he get so scared? Because he didn't see an end. All the galuses, Hashem showed him an end. The galus Edai, there was no end in sight. Yaakov didn't see an end. And it got him very, very nervous. So Michtam Aliyah explains what's the Gaul's Edom was a Gaul's Edom, which is what we're in now. The way it's going to end, its ending is with Mashiach, first of all. Unlike the other Gaul's, the ending is with Mashiach. And the ending is with the destruction of this world, basically. It's, to a certain extent, it's the destruction of Elam Hazza. I'll just quote some words in Michtam Aliyah. He said like this. So through the destruction of Malchus Edom, will be revealed the Malchus Shemayim. The destruction of Edom will bring the Chorban of Elam Hazza. The destruction of this world will be somewhat destroyed. We'll see not exactly 100% destroyed, but with the destruction of this world will bring the end of Galus Edom, which will bring Mashiach. Kasher maybe a kushbroch is Elam Hazza. She said the Chayyah Elam Hazza is made to Hashalva Tetarer. The tranquility of the world will be. No more tranquil. People won't be settled. People will be worried. People will be in fear and in flip pain or yisurim. And the whole world will be sort of in a fear of somewhat destruction. So that's what he describes as what basically what Gaul's Edom is, the end of Gaul's Edom is going to be. And that somewhat, I guess, shows some of what's going on now. There's a lot of unsettlement, a lot of fear, a lot of people, lives turned upside down. So there's definitely a sign from this Michtam Aliyah that this could be a sign, maybe the end is, maybe Mashiach's on his way. We don't know, we'll see. There's another interesting chazal that's put in a Baal Turim in Shemais. But yeah, this could be we went around a lot. Could be a lot of people heard about this. But basically, in simple English, the Baal Turim says when it talks about it speaks about the Karm Pesach. The pasuk says, "You're not allowed to leave your house." Now, and that's really by the Karm Pesach is when the Golus of when the Gula of Mitzrayim came, with the redemption came to Klal Yisrael. By the Gemara and the Baal Turim brings a medrash from Piers that just like by Gula, the end of Mitzrayim, we weren't able to leave our house. Also, it can be very similar to the end of. The next Gula, when Mashiach comes, there's going to be some sort of a connection that also won't be able to leave our house. It's a Baal Turim, Yerushalayim, that says that there's a medrash compared to the two Gulas, the Gula of Mitzrayim to the Gula Las Lavei, which is the Gula that's going to come here to Hashem one day. And he says the same way we can't leave, we're not allowed out of our house then. Also now will be a comparison, which is a very interesting thing. I think that's a very big sign to what's going on. And a lot of people are quiet in their house. A lot of people are locked up home with their families or themselves or whatever the situation is that people are in, but not necessarily an enjoyable situation for a lot of people, especially if you have a bunch of kids sitting in your head all day. But you gotta be positive about everything. But anyway, there definitely is a sign of quarantine mentioned in the Chazal. I'll tell you another thing that I saw very, very interesting. In the Medrash where it compares the two geulas, two redemptions, it says there that is going to be in the second redemption. There's going to be a refuah, a healing. And the Mefarshim asks, "What exactly?" It says a refuah and a geula. The Mefarshim of Hartzman is saying, "What is this refuah? This healing that's going to be?" And some of the Mefarshim say, "Pshat is going to be a healing from our averus," and some of them leave it that you don't know what it is. I want to say maybe the healing will be the coronavirus. Who knows? Anyway, but the point is, I'm trying to say is that it sounds like. We have some things that there are some simanim or some hints to that maybe we are in close to the end, maybe close to Mashiach coming. Halavai should be, but it is in style always whenever things go haywire. say, with there's a war going on, and things look very unsettled in the world, say Mashiach's coming. And we do have to, well, besides, as we've seen, that they're very well, very likely there are things, signs to it. But really, a person has to, a Yid has to believe, we know from Ali Mamin, that we have to believe every day Mashiach's coming, always Mashiach's coming. We don't know. There were plenty of times that there were hardships in Klal Yisrael, World War I, World War II, or many other things that people say, oh, Mashiach's on the way. And we do believe. The question is, what does it have to do about it now anyway? Whether Mashiach's coming or not, as I started off before. In other words, let's say Mashiach is on the way. What does it have to do with us? What is that practical? What's the practicality of that? So it's just interesting. If you look at the whole coronavirus thing, this whole coronavirus, how it started and what's happening in the world, what was happening in the world and what is happening in the world. It's an amazing thing to think about. The world was booming in general. In the global part of the world, the whole world is connected. Whether it's through technology, economy, medicine, the world was booming and the whole world is connected. The whole world is, people are, the economy is booming and it's all connected. And people's lives were pretty good. Things were pretty settled. As I said, the technology was very advanced and that helped. The medicine was very advanced and this is very advanced. And things looked pretty good in a way, to a certain extent you could say, or some people might have forgotten maybe a little bit about Hashem, that Hashem really is running the world. It felt like a little bit of a klichi ba'itzin yadi, that things are in our own hands. We're successful. Some people, you know, people that were successful, I did well, I'm doing well. There's a lot of, you know, businesses is booming. And it all of a sudden, it's very interesting that it happened. The world is so booming, and in one second, one idiot from China did something stupid, and it turned over the entire world. The entire world, in one instant, is in haywire, as we're seeing. People are suffering terribly. As we know, the coronavirus, the sickness itself is horrible. The things that people are going through, the people that have it, people are suffering from it, some worse, some less, not as bad. Some people didn't get it yet. Some people hopefully will never get it, but there's a fear in the world. And I think I would say, it's not only about the actual virus, the actual sickness that people suffer, which is terrible in itself, but the economy is suffering horribly. It's a scary thing for the world. The whole world economy looks like it's about to crash. If the countries are shutting down, it's not the economy. Besides the money, besides the economy, people's lives are turned over. People, as I said before, just the quarantine is horrible for some people. It's very hard. It's very challenging. I mean, obviously, we have to make everything positive as we could. But there's a lot of suffering. In general, people's plans, the Pesach plans, having a big effect. There are people that are lonely, that don't have where to go, and where to go for Pesach, where they're supposed to go away. People are used to going with Pesach, also, and they're stuck at home. There's so many different situations that people are suffering from. And it's not, as I said, it's not only the actual virus, the actual sickness. It's not only necessarily the economy. Just in so many ways, everybody in their own story, in their own way, have their own challenges of what's happening. And that's really affecting us. But I think that Hashem showing us that in one second, as I said before, that the entire, everything was booming. The whole world was doing well and connected. And also Hashem showing us in one second, this one Chinese guy turned over the whole world, whether even though the economy was booming and even though it was globally doing well, and the technology and the medicine and everything, and we're have nothing to rely on. Our hands are up in the air without anything to do. We're like stuck. Nobody has anything to do. Doctors can't necessarily help. Money can't necessarily help. People are losing their money. He said, tranquility is gone. And it's just people are losing their jobs. And it's a scary situation. We have to come to the situation, and we're coming to the situation to realize, as we said, there's no kechi b'ezim yadi, and it's einag mavadi. It's Hashem is running the world. And it's brought down in the Gemara also, in the end of the site that speaks about before Mashiach comes, so we speak about maybe this time Mashiach is coming, it says there's going to be a feeling of Ein Lono Amir Lishan El Avinu Shemeshvayim. There's nobody to rely on except for Hashem. And I think people are coming to realize that, or hopefully people realized that before also, but maybe there was a lack of that. And I think we all could strengthen ourselves in that area to realize that, first of all, it brings you into tranquility. Tranquility is a very important thing. It's very hard for some people to be calm and relaxed, and we don't know what's going to be. As I said, the world is, things are very unsettled in life, whether it's our health or the economy or other things are unsettled. But if a person has to work on that, I think that, first of all, there's two benefits, working on Amunah, working on realizing that Hashem of the world, it brings you, if a person can work on it, it brings you calmness. And also, that itself, as I said, brings the geula, because that brings realizing that Mashiach, that Hashem is in charge, Hashem runs the world. That itself is what has to happen before Mashiach comes. That's the clarity. That's what it's put on the Gemara. That's what the Chavayel is bringing down. That's the clarity in the world. Hashem is the one that runs the world. And even when we're having success, and if we're still having success, I hope that everybody's having success, we have to realize that everything's coming from Hashem. And even if a person is not having success, we have to realize that Hashem's hands, Hashem loves them, Hashem cares about every yid. And that's one of the opportunities of being part of, I was thinking today, I was telling my kids today when we had the Yom Tefillah, that the opportunity that we have, someone who's not from, someone who's not Jewish, what is living in terrible fear? What do you have to rely on? When you have Hashem, you know that we have a Muna. We know Hashem's running our life, Hashem's running the world, Hashem's in charge. A person can be more tranquil, more calm. A person knows that. Hashem's hands. If I'm going to get sick or not, I don't know. I hope I'm not going to get sick. I hope nobody I love is going to get sick. I hope nobody I know is going to get sick. But if I'm going to get sick or not, I don't know. But I know it's in Hashem's hands. If Hashem wants me to get sick, I'll get sick. And if not, not. And there's nothing I can do about it. Obviously, we have to do what we could to our shtablis and to be careful and to keep to the rules of whatever we have to do. But after that, once we do our shtablis, it's in Hashem's hands. And there's nothing to be nervous about, but nervous won't get me anywhere. And obviously, it's a feeling that people have, and you know, we just have to work on realizing that if Hashem wants something to happen, it'll happen. If we won't want, and same thing with besides their health, as I said, is the academy, our jobs, our businesses, or anything else. It's we have to feel like we're in Hashem's hands. We feel like that we don't know what's going to be, and we really don't know what's going to be. It could be a scary time, and a lot of people are living in fear. But to realize that we're in Hashem's hands, and Hashem is the one that's ruling our life. And if we feel that way, we feel like that's what Emunah is. When a person is at the point where realizes that my hands are in the air, I don't, there's nothing I can do anymore. I feel like I don't know what's going to be. And if you get to that point, then you really get into the purpose of Emunah, the purpose of realizing that it's nobody to plan except for Hashem. And then we really that can really be Mashiach, because that's what has to happen for Mashiach to come. The world is sort of in haywire, as you said, and there's a sort of like destruction in the world of the economy and health, and that is what. That could be what has to happen before Hashem comes. So the more we work on our Emunah and realize that we only have Hashem, there's nobody else, that really can help us. Just one other point, I think besides the Emunah, which is, I would say, 3 points that are good. I mean, there's a lot of things we can work on, and everybody has to do what works for them and just try to get better. But I think 3 basic points I would say is Emunah is one, as we spoke about. The other thing is Tefillah, because Tefillah is always important. That we know Tefillah is a person has to always daven. First of all, even if a person is doing Baruch Hashem, let's say a person is healthy and he has Parnassa and things are going well for him, there are plenty of people that are suffering, and I think we have to daven for ourselves. We should stay healthy, and we should stay calm and good, and daven for Chalisol, for other people, for us and all our friends, all our loved ones, and even people we don't know. Daven for Chalisol. Tefillah is the Yisro Chaim Kineski, what to do? He said to daven. So what else should we do? He said just to daven. What else do we have to do? We got to daven. And I think the third thing is, we know there's a famous thing in the Rebbe Center, said this up from David Cohen, his Rebbe, Shiva of Chevron, that there's a Gemara in Brachos that says that when, you know, if people know, there's a halacha about saying 100 brachos a day. So halacha, David HaMelech instituted saying 100 brachos a day. There was once a magefa going on, a plague going on, and a lot of kids, children were dying. And David HaMelech instituted the thing of saying brachos. So we know that's also another thing we could work on, is brachos. If we just try to be careful, saying brachos carefully, saying brachos and saying brachos carefully, and also we know something that could help stop a plague, stop magefa. So obviously, anything a person does is good. Any strengthening themselves, any work on themselves, anything growth in your Shema and Ruchnias of Hashem is good. But I think these are 3 specific things that are important to work on. We said Muna, realizing that putting our hands up, we don't have anything to do. We're in Hashem's hands. Tefillah and Brachos.